This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, as well as my podcast. When you are in need of legal assistance, you need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in, because they are a full-service law firm, and you can call them anytime for a free consult as they service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, like Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Papa John's of Tampa Bay also was the first ever sponsor of my first ever podcast. That's the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, heard separately. That was done 5 years ago. We are now in season five, and I thank Papa John's of Tampa Bay for getting me started with podcast sponsorships. In the last 5 years since then, they have fed thousands of my golfers in Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, given out many pizza prize packs. It's one of my more popular prizes at every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. It is a certificate with a unique online promo code where you get five large pizzas of any type. You can do specialty or custom order, and you also get 3 2-liter bottles of soda, all as one pizza party pack. And at the most recent Todd Wright Tour Championship, I thank both Brandon Legal Group for the shirts to all players and Papa John's of Tampa Bay for the free large pizza voucher for all players. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay and Brandon Legal Group for their support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments and my podcasts. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. Remember, I will respond to email only. If you post something on a social media page asking a question, I just want to have a one-on-one conversation with you. If you hear something that you like, you don't like, or have something you want to share that may be a topic of a future Todd Wright Toddcast, you can send it to wright.todd@yahoo.com. Social media platforms, Instagram is @ToddWright2020. That rolls over to Twitter @ToddWright2020. And I'll be your Facebook friend if you want. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, and I only have one page, and I'll never ask you to like an additional page. I ask you to return the favor. If you're really my friend, don't ever ask me to like an additional page, because I won't do it. And if you ask me to like multiple pages, we won't be friends anymore. Before I talk about my most recent weekend in Las Vegas at a very unique time for sports and just society, I want to kick playoff P while he's down. There are some athletes who think so highly of themselves that they deserve to be beaten up when they come up short. And Paul George consistently ranks at or near the top of the list of North American pro sports figures in this category. The latest example was his part of the Clippers' historic 3-1 series collapse in the NBA Western Conference semifinals to the Denver Nuggets. And we highlight his Game 7 stat line as a big part of that. This was a guy who, 2 to 3 years ago, starred in a Gatorade ad where he made the game-winning shot. And many of us said at the time, he's only done that in this commercial. And that's pretty much been the case ever since. So what does Playoff P actually stand for? Why did he name himself that? Well, it doesn't really matter why he did it, because now we can do it. So I have 10 ideas, and feel free to pick from any of the 10. Playoff P could be playoff poor, playoff pathetic, playoff pitiful, playoff pansy, playoff punked, playoff pretentious, playoff paranoid, playoff pedestrian, playoff poison, and of course, my favorite, a word when used in the right circumstances, playoff prick. Yes, playoff P, enjoy your off season. No one thinks more of you than you do. On to the weekend in Las Vegas. Let me first state, and those of you who know me know, I've had a connection with Jay Cornegay for 25 years. Back in 1995, I worked at the first ever, it wasn't the only one by 95, all sports radio station in Tampa Bay, run by the Harmon family, Brent and Susan, who helped give me my start, Sports Radio 910 WFNS. And the Harmon family somehow connected with Jay Cornegay then at the Imperial Palace, in name doesn't exist anymore, Center Strip. And the whole station went to Las Vegas. And we had to do our shows for a week in Las Vegas with the time difference and everything. And it was a heck of a trip. It was my first ever trip to Las Vegas. And Jay Cornegay and I have been friends ever since. I respect him as a sportsbook manager. He's taught me a lot about numbers. He's taught me a lot about his business. I don't know any more than anyone else does. It's not inside information. It's just understanding odds making and what it means to be in that position in Las Vegas. And Jay and I have also talked a lot of golf, and we've played some golf together. We've had some drinks together. He's a huge sports fan, and I've been his guest at his properties ever since that initial trip. When the pandemic hit, I had just been to Vegas and then dropped down to Phoenix for baseball spring training and some golf in late February. And I had planned to go back to Vegas in April for more golf, more sports betting, and fun. And when the pandemic hit and that went away and perhaps impacted no city more than Las Vegas, I waited until I didn't even wait until the NFL announced the schedule. Knowing the NFL always starts the Thursday after Labor Day, I simply went on Southwest.com, because they have nonstop flights from Tampa to Las Vegas, and said, you know what? Let's just commit to this. Let's do this. And let's hope it happens. And I changed my flights from April to fly out for that first weekend of NFL. Despite all the doubters for months saying there's no way they can play pro football or they'll delay it. Well, I've already done the Todd Wright Toddcast praising Roger Goodell, NFL owners, the NFLPA, as well as other pro sports for pushing forward. But for the NFL, they've done it better than anyone else. And I talked about that in the previous Toddcast. Vegas wasn't the same, but it sure wouldn't have been the same without the NFL playing week one as scheduled. And to Jay and his staff, to everyone at the Westgate Superbook, for everyone at the hotel, for what they're doing to create a safe environment, there were no corners cut. None. Now, I live in Tampa, Florida, and while many of you who listen to this podcast probably do also, there are some of you who do not. So I'm not picking sides here. I'm just going to tell you what it has been like the last, 5-6 months, or at least recently, last few months in Tampa, as opposed to the last week, because I almost spent a week out in Las Vegas. In Tampa, I carry a mask around with me. I don't ever wear it outside. I usually only have it on when I walk in a golf clubhouse to go to the bathroom or to check in at the front desk or say hi to someone who helps me with the Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, because all my Todd Wright Tour golf tournament activities have now been moved outside. When I walk into a restaurant or bar, I have it on when I walk in. The minute I sit down at a table or at the bar, I can take it off. And I don't have to put it back on again. Unless I go to the bathroom, which I usually don't do. When I go to my health club, I wear it when I walk in. I get to the equipment I'm using. I take it off. I work out. And then I leave. So the extent to which I've actually been forced to wear a mask in my home city, in my home state, for the better part of the last few months is minimal. From the time I set foot in Tampa Airport to the time I got on the plane, all the time in Vegas, the flight back, and in the airport itself, over a span of roughly 6 days, I had that mask on more in 6 days than I had in the previous 3 months. But I felt safe. I'm glad I went. Things were different. But yeah, and I had food and drink while sitting in the sports book, just like everybody else. But the rule in Vegas was you pull the mask down, you take the drink, you take the bite, and then you put the mask back on between those drinks and those bites. And you're saying, well, yeah, like that's enforced. Yeah, it is. There's a lot of people around. And they'll give you the benefit of the doubt for, you know, for a handful of seconds. But then someone's going to walk up to you and say, will you please put your mask back on? And they're very nice about it. They're very polite. Jay's had to make a lot of changes to the Superbook in terms of the capacity. Look, there were some things about Vegas that really disappointed me. But they're doing what they have to do. Vegas is open for business. Not all the hotels. The shows aren't open. They're dark until November 1st at the earliest. When Jay had the Westgate Superbook sort of redone 2 to 3 years ago, I think it was, he put in this long bar. And you can sit at that bar and play video poker, which sadly I love to do, and order drinks from a bartender, which I've always loved to do. And you look across that bar and you see these massive video screens with every significant live game being played that you can bet on. It's wonderful. I couldn't sit at that bar. I couldn't stand at that bar. As a matter of fact, no bar in the entire casino could you actually go sit at, play video poker at, order a drink. They had those sort of movie or Disney line tensa barriers around it. And instead, you go to a station and you order the drink. They make it behind the bar. They hand it to you around protective plexiglass, and you walk away with your drink. Now, was there places to sit in the Superbook? Yes. More limited than usual. There are reserved tables, there are reserved booths, if you want to go that route. And Jay even uses a big theater to allow people to watch the early and late afternoon games. And that was at the limited capacity, roughly an hour and a half before the 1 o'clock Eastern NFL games kicked off. So instead, you could go to a small restaurant. They had that set up for NFL viewing. They also had other areas set up for NFL viewing. A lot of thought went into this. And I'm sure a lot of thought went into this at other casinos and sports books around Las Vegas, doing what they can, getting creative, while at the same time not cutting any corners, because there are obviously things that they have to do based on the orders of the governor of the state of Nevada. So it wasn't the same. But I'm glad I went. I had fun. Vegas is normally more fun. But a good time was still had. And I just wanted to share with you some of the details of my trip. If you've also been someone to go to Vegas around football weekends, and this past weekend, I mean, one night I'm betting on the Raptors in Game 7 against the Celtics. I hit that in live action at plus 375 when Kemba Walker was injured, thinking the Raptors would come back. They make that layup. If Smart doesn't make the block with a minute to go, I think I'm in pretty good shape. You know, you win some, you lose some. I won a lot of hockey bets by playing the Dallas Stars on a game-by-game basis, by playing the Lightning to cover 1.5 in Game 4. In addition to the pro football and, of course, the college football that was also played on Saturday. And, yes, there was baseball on as well, but I'm not someone who bets on regular season baseball. We'll wait until the playoffs come around. So, yeah, it was also, you know how when you leave your hotel room and as long as you don't have the do not disturb on the door, you expect to receive the housekeeping service while you're away. No. They're not coming in your room during your stay. Not even if you ask them to. You have to call and ask for whatever you need. Towels, toiletries, bed sheets. You ask, they'll bring it to you. They'll hand it to you in a bag. And they'll say, have a good day. So that's what Vegas is doing. Is it a ghost town? No. Was it not lively for the football games? Of course it was. Anytime there was a big play, there was that element. I drove Las Vegas Boulevard on a Friday late afternoon into Friday evening. And there are people out and about enjoying themselves, drinking, people watching, enjoying the Bellagio fountains, among the other sites. Not all hotels are open. Some just opened. Not sure when the Palms will open. Maybe 2021, maybe not. So it's a little different. But I went. I had some fun. I obviously spend a lot of time on the golf courses. The golf courses are a safe place to be. I've known that for a while. Reflection Bay was terrific. Drove up to Utah. Sand Hollow Resort is fabulous. I highly recommend both. But hopefully things will ease up a little bit restriction-wise in Las Vegas. As people feel safer and safer about going there. But there's a first-person report from my recent travel experience out to Las Vegas for the opening weekend of the National Football League season. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Remember, you can see all my pictures from the trip, golf, Superbook, and some great food. I've always badmouthed the Cosmopolitan Hotel because it's just not a place that someone like me is going to spend a lot of time. But the second level, Boulevard Elevators, Boulevard Tower, the collection of fast casual restaurants in that area are among the best on the Strip. I highly recommend it. And I got pictures there on my social media as well. Todd Wright 2020 on Instagram, Todd Wright 2020 on Twitter, and on my Facebook page, Todd Wright, living in Tampa, Florida. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.